For our next session, we are joined by David Albin and Lindsay Reichardt, who are going to discuss deal ethics in the context of M&A, and in particular, navigating the maze that is confidentiality, conflicts of interest, and explore other real-world ethical challenges that can make or break a deal, all while keeping us from the target of a disciplinary investigation. David is a partner in Stamford, Connecticut with Finn Dixon and Herling, where he focuses on M&A, private equity, venture capital, securities law, and general corporate representation. And Lindsay is a partner here in Dallas at McDermott, Will & Emery, similarly representing private and public companies and private equity sponsors in connection with a wide range of corporate and transactional matters. Lindsay and David, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. So for the next hour, we're going to walk through a series of ethical issues that M&A attorneys might encounter during their representation of a client in connection with an acquisition transaction. While we have a presentation prepared for you, we'd be happy to answer any questions. Please follow the procedure that the chairs have outlined earlier. Also, I'll be here through the day today, and I'm happy to talk to anybody about anything later, and I'm sure Lindsay is as well. Our presentation is going to focus on legal ethics. No, that's not an oxymoron. This means that we're going to be discussing how lawyers should respond to certain situations that they may be confronted with during their representation of a client in a transaction, according to the guidance provided by the ABA model rules and its commentary. Keep in mind that, as a general matter, we're referring to the ABA's model rules. Most states follow the format of the ABA model rules, but there are often some state-specific modifications. There's also different state commentary at times. So in handling a real-world situation, you need to make sure you're referring to the rules in your jurisdiction because the professional standards that might apply to you in a given situation could be different than those discussed here if your state doesn't follow the ABA model rules exactly, including the guidance and other commentaries. So with that introduction, let's get started. We're going to start with some issues that transactional lawyers face on a daily basis when negotiating the terms of a transaction. The preamble to the model rules defines the role of attorneys thusly. As advocate, a lawyer zealously asserts the client's position under the rules of the adversary system. As negotiator, a lawyer seeks a result advantageous to the client, but consistent with requirements of honest dealings with others. The issue often is balancing this role as client advocate against the other professional responsibilities that lawyers have under the code. Lindsay, let's assume you're representing the seller, and seller has requested assistance from your firm in giving buyer a little push toward a higher dollar figure for the purchase price in order to speed up the process. Eager to please your client, you tell buyer's counsel that unless buyer increases its offer by 5%, seller plans to sell itself to another potential acquirer that it's negotiating with. In fact, seller hasn't received any other offers. Is this type of a bluff okay?
No, David. Model Rule 4.1 prohibits a lawyer from knowingly making a false statement of material facts or law to a third person. Stating that seller has an additional buyer would likely be a material false statement. In addition, Rule 8.4 deems it professional misconduct if a lawyer engages in conduct involving dishonesty, fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation. This provision does not include any specific requirement of materiality, and bluffing about the existence of a competing acquirer arguably involves all four of the impermissible categories.
All right, so bottom line, lawyers are not able to flat out lie during negotiations. As an aside note, while we're talking about the context of negotiating a transaction, this prohibition on us as lawyers is not limited to negotiating deals.